Blog Talk Radio.
Something about her, you know. The way that she carries herself, she's just so bad. I don't know. Her style, her mind, compares to nothing on the earth. She's not the kind you share. Only God knows what she's worth.
Are you planning a holiday event or wedding? Are you tired of planning alone? Well, let K-Unique Events help. With over 10 years of experience, K-Unique can get the job done. Give K-Unique a call at 978-609-8977 or visit them at kunique-events.com. That's kunique-events.com. K-Unique, where your event will be made just for you. No two are the same.
Would you like to know the true value of your home? Are you going through a divorce or probate and deciding what to do with your home? If the answer is yes, call Sunidria Potter, a certified appraiser with 14 years of experience. 678-508-0863. That's 678-508-0863. Or visit realappraising.com. Realappraising.com. Real appraisals, real fast.
All right, y'all. Y'all know there's a whole bunch of women in this studio trying to make this happen.
Are you?
Yeah, you're here because we're on the phone now.
Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all. We're back. I promise y'all. Give us a few days, a few tries. We're going to get this Facebook and the radio. Right. But we want to go back to... We want to go back to talking about the aftermath of Donald Trump becoming president.
Well, like I was saying, I mean, he's whining. I mean, we can't change it, but I do like the fact that they are protesting it because I think at the end of the day, this whole electoral vote thing is really unfair. I mean, you have states that had 29 electoral votes, and then you have other states that have like 9, and then some states have like 11. So I'm trying to figure out how does that make it fair? When the popular vote, the people,
right,
said they wanted Hillary. But then you have this electoral thing that is, to me, is unbalanced, that comes along and say, well, hey, you know, we want this person. The system wants this person,
right,
versus what the people want. So if that's the case, I see why people become discouraged about going out and voting.
Right.
Because why do I go out and vote if, no matter what I say, the system says we're going to pick the president.
Right.
Why
and you know what? And then we have to be careful because if it's something we want to change, we, to be fair, we have to be working on those things well ahead of time, not after the fact, but before the fact.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have a great show coming up, so we have a few more minutes to talk about this. But then we're going to be talking about what's going on the dating scene. So we're going to talk about that in a minute, so we want y'all to hold tight. But we do want people to get a chance to get their feelings out. Because I got to tell you, I stayed up to 3 o'clock in the morning watching this election.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a sensitive person. My emotions don't get too riled up. But I got to tell y'all, my stomach was all over the place.
Yeah.
I was sitting there. I just couldn't believe. It was almost like I was in a movie. Every time I turned around, I seen a red flag. I said, if I see one more red flag come up on the TV, I'm about to have a problem.
I just think that they kind of really, I think they underestimated the deep hate that people have sometimes for other people. Hillary's team, I think they did a great job with getting people out, but at the end of the day, I think everybody truly underestimated the kind of stuff that this man, who I don't even really think believes the depth of what he put it out there, because you have all of these interviews as you're growing up through life asking you political questions. And although, you know, you always say Democratic things, you are on video, you know, praising Hillary when she ran the first time against Barack Obama. So I just kind of feel like for all the Trump people who think that they've kind of, you know, won a right to be mean or malicious or whatever, you know, I was always told by the elders, you can smile now, but you shall surely cry later on the decision that you made.
Get rid of the gloom and doom. And we have to pay attention to what he's going to do. He is so unpredictable. He may flip to try to be the best president ever.
Oh, he's already, no, he may. He's already trying to flip. I mean, I've read his first 100 days, and I was shocked when I read the first 100 days. When I read his first 100 days, I thought in my mind, why didn't you run off of this platform?
Because
the first 100 days.
I don't think he thought he would got people out. He had to get them riled up.
And hate, though.
But you know what? In his shenanigans. But really what, when I looked at what people wanted their jobs back. There were so many the corporations and, you know, up in that part that lost their job. So when they were interviewed, a lot of them were saying nobody was talking about that. They wasn't so much, and I'm not saying no races were voting for him, but there were a lot of people who were just saying they're not addressing, nobody's talking about helping us get our jobs back.
Well, see, this is the thing. They lost their jobs before him. They lost their jobs before Barack Obama. They lost their jobs kind of really, like, they lost those jobs presidential elections ago. I think what people fail to realize is society is moving on from industrial. We have people that make stuff.
Right.
But, I mean, when you talk about millennials, you're talking about people who are on computers all day long. Kids are on computers all day long. The days of graduating from high school at 18 and marrying your high school sweetheart and going to work at the steel factory, making $17, $18 an hour, and the next thing you know, you just graduated, but you don't have a college degree, but you're making a lot of money because you work at the factory.
Right.
Those days are gone,
and they need to
accept that.
But maybe that's a part of what, because still, even if that's the truth, that's where they are right now. So that pushed a lot of people out there to vote. But all I want to say, y'all, because we have to go to a commercial break in just a minute, but let the doom and gloom go. We have to believe in his receiving. So he has become the president.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have to believe and send positive spiritual vibes his way that he will do the right thing. And if not, those who are there that see the wrong thing coming can give the right people the heads up. And whatever we have to do as a people to get out there and fight to make sure we keep our country intact. Because we have to remember, the president don't just get to do what he wants.
I'm going to say this, and then we can go into the rest of the time. All he'll say, everybody, we do have a total, complete Republican government right now. Every sector of it.
Yes.
So he has the ability a little bit to kind of run through if he get a couple people that's going to be with him. But what we got to recognize is we got 2 years, midterm elections. We have to flip it. So we're done with the presidency thing. We got who we had. But midterm elections in 2 years, we just can't let Republicans run it. We got to come in. Democrats got to come in, flip those seats, and make this thing more balanced. So please, in 2 years, people, don't clam up and think, oh, we got what we got. No, we got to still get back out there and keep it pressing.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it here. Love each other. out, you jackasses.
It's okay.
We need to have a kumbaya moment.
Yeah, come on,
man. The person was racist. It ain't got nothing to do with Trump. All right, so
pretty much.
Maybe you shouldn't have
been there. But they bought it out of them, though.
But
for
some
real.
Of us have got way too emotional on this just because another person did not agree.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's because you're racist, that's one thing. But if it's just because you didn't like Hillary for whatever reason, man, you know, everybody gets to have their, you know, their pick and their say. So, all right, add them people back on your Facebook and stop acting like that. We're going to
wait. Nice.
Right. We're going to go for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Would you like to know the true value of your home? Are you going through a divorce or probate and deciding what to do with your home? If the answer is yes, call Sunidria Potter, a certified appraiser with 14 years of experience. 678-508-0863. That's 678-508-0863. Or visit realappraising.com. Realappraising.com. Real appraisals, real fast.
Hi, ladies and gents, this is Cairo Queen from Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. We're on every single Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you want to tune in to us, you want to call us, you want to be a sponsor, reach out to me. You can email me at cairoqueen@gmail.com. That's cairoqueen@gmail.com. Yes, I know. Okay, well, maybe, you know, you may not want to just be on air. You may want to be a sponsor, and you may want to have your own segment in the show. That's a possibility. All you got to do is become a sponsor, and you can join part of our show. You can even have a commercial done for you. Now, all you have to do to make that happen is contact me directly at 707-500-0198. That number again is 707-500-0198. And it's Cairo Queen. Cairo like Egypt, Queen like Elizabeth. Contact me. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. And see you on Tuesday. Bye now.
Hopefully we have Miss Marquita on the line. Press one for me if you're on the line so we can get you in the studio, because I want to talk about this generational debt. And while we're waiting for Martita, it was strange because I talked to a 16-year-old, and I was asking them, like, when we grew up, we fantasized because we had Cinderella syndrome. You know, we had Cinderella, Snow White. He always came and swept you off your feet. So
wait,
I'm wondering.
That sounds like.
So my thing is the generation 30 and under, from a female perspective, do they still have that idea? And then from the maybe 21 and under, what's their expectations? What's their mindset on dating? But I think we have Martita on the air. Martita, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Ms. Martita.
Hello.
Okay, Ms. Martita, tell us something. What's your age range?
I would be the 30 and under. I'm 28.
Okay, 28 years old. Okay. So from your perspective, tell me what's going on a dating scene. Are guys still being chivalrous, or what's your mentality of dating? And I know you can't speak for everyone, but as you look at the perspective in your age group, what are you all looking at, or what do you see?
I don't see much, to be honest. guys are not what you would think they would be about to turn 30. They're still in a, what I see, and still in a childish mentality, not really looking to settle down, really in that Netflix and chill mentality a lot of the time. That's what I see.
So Netflix and chill?
Yes.
Wow. Jeez.
Not really dating, you know, let's go out here, but just more so, hey, come over, let's hang out kind of thing. And at almost 30, I feel like that's not appropriate.
I like it. Now, and she's right, and I don't know if that's more of a Southern thing, because when I first moved here, I've seen a lot of that was more of a Southern thing than up north, but then it may be an age thing, so I'm not sure. So let me ask you this, Marquita, do you think that people in your age group are really concerned, per se, about love and relationships? As from a female perspective, was it more like I can take it or leave it?
Well, from Facebook, it seems like everyone wants to be in love. But, I mean, I think we're already, I mean, at this point, you kind of seeing everybody getting married and having babies and families and buying houses, and it's kind of like, oh, I think I should probably join that crowd too. But when you don't have the other side, you know, the males, reciprocating that same thinking, is kind of null and void.
I kind of feel like when I have a child or a daughter, she's 22, and when I'm eavesdropping on her and her friends' conversations, and I'm listening, to me, I get the feeling that females are a little hard these days. They're very hard. It's little next to nothing in their mind that they're going to deal with. Oh, I'm not dealing with that. Oh, I'm not going to do that. The things that this guy do, oh, I don't like that. And the next thing you know, they're not talking anymore. It's like nobody is putting up effort to make a relationship work. And that's how I feel. So sometimes I have to tell my daughter sometimes, you know, when I was your age, I kind of had that mentality.
Right.
If he's not going to do this, and if he's not going to, you know, be this way or that way, then I can't be bothered. But that's what kept me out of relationship, not understanding that, one, females are mature faster than males. Males, they, you know, they're going to move kind of slower pace than what we do. And not to say that we have to deal with a lot. You don't have to allow a person to put you through a lot, but you're going to go through something.
Well, let me say what else I heard from the 16-year-old. Marquita, and bear with us for just a minute. And let me go back to Marquita for a minute. Marquita, okay, so when we were coming up, we were more into Cinderella, Sweep You Off Your Feet. So just from your perspective, again, I know you don't speak for everybody, but when you think about a great couple,
who do you think of?
Like real life people?
Right.
Yeah.
I can only think about like movies. What you see on movies, like just being really good friends and having fun, and then just you're just so happy to be in a relationship at the same time. Thing that I think about.
So you had to mimic your relationship.
And in Facebook Live, I know y'all said y'all can't hear the listeners, so hold on for just a minute. We're gonna plug her in so y'all can hear her again. Okay, so call and repeat what you just said.
So when I think about, you know, the fairy tale relationship, I think of like what you see on movies, just that good friendship that you have a good time with each other. Y'all are kind of like best friends hanging out, and then it just so happens to be, you know, a relationship at the same time. So just that easy kind of carefree, I love you forever, even if we're not together, friendship, relationship.
Okay, so let me tell y'all what I heard from the 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She said their mindset is more of a Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye, Kim. So look how far we done came in a 30-year gap. From Cinderella to Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, the difference that I see in that is that Cinderella syndrome, the man was chivalrous. He came in and swept you off your feet, and y'all lived happily ever after. When I go to Beyonce and I look at Jay-Z, I see a male and a female bringing equal things to the table. You being your best, I'm doing my thing, you doing your thing. And I'm trying to see, is that a good thing, or is it just a bad thing, or is it just a change? What do you think, Miss Kitty?
I think it's just a bad thing. I honestly think it's just a bad thing. I've been telling people now, like, I read somewhere where, you know, people aren't having babies anymore. The youngest, under 30, they aren't having babies. Why? Because they are so career-driven. They aren't in love. They aren't going towards relationships for love and things like that. Why? Because they're so career-driven. Like, everything now is just so, if you have all of this and I have all of that, we a power couple. No, that's not what that means. That just means y'all got a lot of stuff.
Okay.
That's all it means. It just means y'all have a lot of stuff. See, at the end of the day, we really don't know if Jay-Z was real chivalry. Well, we're concerned, he could have sent roses to her hotel room every single day. He could have sent a horse and carriage to pick her up from the studio every single night. He could have been that man. We don't know that. So I think that what people need to recognize is when you want to be in a relationship, you got to flow with what you want, with the things that you desire out of your relationship.
Right.
Now, my whole thing is this. I've always been a lazy dater. I have never been one of the ones to put no heels and dresses on and shit and go out for dinner. Netflix is good with me. I can stay home. I can cook.
On
a
first date?
I mean, doesn't mean first date, second date. It doesn't mean we got to be intimate or anything like that. I'm just lazy. I might want to get up and put on all my makeup and get all sexied out. Come on, baby. Let me be your auntie.
You're part of what's fucking up.
I'm sorry. I will go on a date. I will stay home. I will go to a drive-in. You can take me to a million-dollar restaurant. It's how I feel. It's how I want to be. It's what I want to do.
And I'm still old school.
Yeah.
So, okay, so one of the things that we're going to do, and Marquita, I know you're going to be a part of this, so we're going to get Marquita back up so you all can hear her. There are a lot of things in our age group that we had to get through. So if you're 40 and over, we were plagued with the independent woman syndrome. We were plagued with the Cinderella
syndrome.
Right. We were just play with some things. Now, what we also have to recognize is it's not just so much where the younger people are, it's what we've given them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the conversation is more about for us to pay attention, because we got to pay attention to what we're giving them, because
mm-hmm.
we might need to switch up some stuff. So now what we want to do is analyze where they are. So, Marquita, let me ask you this really quick. You want relationship and love, right?
Right.
What would you say if you had to pick what's stopping you?
To be honest, I'm not very friendly.
Okay, so you're not very friendly.
I'm not really that approachable.
Ah, well, yeah, you can't meet nobody like that.
But you always got the straight face.
Always.
I always have
the straight face.
I always. After some, I'm always going to be thought.
So, okay, but that's a good thing. How would you say your conversation is? If somebody can get past the ugly face, let me try to call it straight face.
It is the straight face. It's not ugly, it's just straight.
Whatever.
Just straight.
How is your conversation? How would you rate your conversation 1 to 10?
I'm pretty, I would say like an 85. I mean, as long as I don't have to do all the, what I call the chasing, like if I have to text you all day, every day for us to talk, then that's not going to work.
Yeah, I understand that.
Now, let me ask you this last question, and then we're going to let you go, because I know you're going to be a part of our dating series that we're putting together that will start next week. Do you think in your age group that guys are still doing the pursuing, or do you think they're just so laid back, or they are really expecting the women to come to them?
From what I see, it's not that they're expecting women to come to them. That's what's happening. They don't have to ask.
They know
it's like an automatic. Yeah, it's like an automatic type of thing. So women aren't even looking to be chased. They're looking to do the chasing. So it's like a role reversal.
Well, let me tell you where you are, or if that's a benefit for you. Because what that makes you one of the others, what I'll call it, one of the others. But that's the best category to be in. Because one thing I know about men, no matter from 5 to 555, they always want the other. The other is what they desire. They want the girl, not to say that you have to be hard, but they want the girl that wants to be wanted, not the girl that's chasing them and doing all of these things. They want the girl that want to be just pursued a little bit, that they want to chase a little bit. So don't have a problem with being part of the other. Just kind of reevaluate yourself while you're in that category and just say to yourself, what is it about me that kind of keep me from being in a relationship? Because, like, again, sometimes as women, we can be so hard and we don't even recognize that we're being hard. We can just be hard. Like, I can honestly say I was hard, and I didn't mean it. I just was that way. And I didn't even recognize until one day, it really took another female, an older female, older than me, to say to me, come on, baby, you're being a bad bitch too hard. You're setting the bar so high for him. You're setting the bar higher than your damn self. Like, you're not even that damn high. So why is it so high for him? So sometimes you just got to check yourself and see, what is it about myself? Because I'm not going to tell yourself, oh, I'm not pursuing no man. That's what the hell I'm not doing. But what can I kind of feel, what can I check about myself that when I do meet somebody that I like, what makes him not want to pursue me?
Right. And I have to say this though, because if y'all saying that, you know, men are really easy when it comes to women, because men don't like to fight women. So you got a whole bunch of, let's just say a man is looking at this woman across the room. But before he can get over there, he got 4 or 5 girls passing up on him, shaking her butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of this kind of stuff, he can get sidetracked and get pulled in the wrong direction. So I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say to be the pursuer,
mm-hmm.
but what I'm going to do is make the mutual feeling noted. Whether it's eye contact, whether it's eye contact, a smile. Like you said, make yourself more approachable so that, you know, definitely make yourself more approachable. But Marquita, hold on for one more moment. We have another call on your own air with the Relationship Party. What's your name and where you calling from?
Charmaine, this is Rod, your former co-host. How is everything going on the new show?
Hello out there.
Hey,
we can't hear you, sir.
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello.
We cannot.
Wait for hello.
Try one more time.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, can hear you now.
Okay, I was saying, hey, Rod, Sharsha, I mean, it's Rod, your former co-host. How's things going on
the
new show?
Good.
Hey.
I took your face.
Hey, I'm just calling you guys because I was listening in, and I heard your guest, Marquita, when she was, you know, you were talking to her, and she said a couple things I definitely wanted to chime in on. And one of the things that really stood out to me, why she couldn't, you know, get a man, and when you asked about conversation, one of the things she said was, you know, if I got to text him and chase him, it's not going to work. Well, one of the reasons it ain't going to work, because that word you said, text, I've always said, Charmaine, that texting is like the relationship killer, because this new generation of people, that's how they communicate, and unfortunately, that art of conversation is no longer there. You can't really understand what a person is saying through a text. You can determine it in several different ways. And I've seen people get mad at something that they got from a text when it really wasn't meant that way. That's number one. Number two, chasing. The women chasing men. Y'all make it way too easy for us men right now because y'all are doing the chasing. One of you ladies said that, in essence, the man needs to be the chaser if he's going to really be interested in you. You know, if you doing all the chasing, all I got to do is sit back and wait for you to come to me, it's probably not going to work out. You know, we're probably not going to be in a relationship because now I feel that I'm the prize instead of that woman being the prize. So don't go chasing after that man because, again, y'all making it way too easy for us. You know, set yourself apart. Don't be that one that always wants to, ooh, that guy, and go up to the guy, and now he feels like he's Don Juan. No, you be Cleopatra.
But I agree with you, Rob. But the other thing I was saying is because you have so many already doing that, then what you have to do is still make yourself noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just sit back because if all of these women are jumping in front of you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it may be, I was good at this. Oh, I'm going to walk to the bathroom and make my little
right.
I'm going to make sure you see me. Even
right. And Charmaine, that's the whole thing.
You have to keep a smile on your face so that you're approachable.
Mm-hmm.
And for the ones that you are interested, you don't have to pursue, but you do have to give the red light. It might be a catch that eye contact. I was good at writing a note and holding it up in the club. Hey, you know what I mean? I'm good at that. Now, everybody can't pull that off. But because I'm such a friendly person, now come over here like, what's going on? You know, and it breaks the ice. So I'm not saying to be the man.
Right.
But I'm just saying to be a little more open, especially when you see a dude that you really might be interested in. Be like, you know what, I'm going to step out a little bit further on this one right here.
But I also think that people got to just be free with themselves. Kind of be free with your emotions. Be honest with your emotions when you liking somebody and you dating somebody. That was also another fault that I kind of find when I'm eavesdropping on the conversation of young ones. Like, they just not honest with themselves. They don't want to tell nobody if somebody likes somebody first. Well, they don't want to show that I'm digging you more than you digging me. At the end of the day, if I like you, I like you. If you tell me you don't like me back, what the fuck? All I can do is just move on. What am I supposed to do? That's not going to stop me from loving myself. It's not going to stop me from being, like, the awesome woman that I am. It just means your loss was my loss. Somebody's loss. But I'm just letting you know I like you. If you don't like me back, it's okay. And I think that's the problem with younger people. They're not even in tune with just saying, hey, it's okay.
she don't gotta like you.
Right.
As long as she respects you, shit, that's where it all ends up at the end of the day.
Well, we're going to go for a quick commercial break. Before we go, I want to, Brittany Corporal says, our contact is everything. Julie Cameron on Facebook, she just said, we just had that protective wall up from the old relationship to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hurt starts to come in and play a part, so you got to get past that. You know, you got to get past that stuff. And Stacey Crawford says, just because females had a natural happening, PMS, to have more of a conscious of self because they had to pay attention to the day. We are trying to learn how to live and adapt to our environment. And let's see what else. No matter what your goals and accomplishments are, don't even want to add the household environment growing up, blah, 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 blah. Not all of us learn how to be better selves. And that's why we do this show. It's to open up the conversation. Right,
if he's a
man.
Right.
So open up the conversation because you only get better through conversation, through learning, through
right.
class. And that's what we're here to do. But we're going to go for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you planning a holiday event or wedding? Are you tired of planning alone? Well, let K-Unique Events help. With over 10 years of experience, K-Unique can get the job done. Give K-Unique a call at 978-609-8977 or visit them at kunique-events.com. That's kunique-events.com. K-Unique, where your event will be made just for you. No two are the same.
You've seen it on television.
I really have a passion for the image of women of color on TV.
On stage.
When you are doing Broadway, you are so talented because you can usually act, sing, dance, and write.
And in the movies.
When you're making movies, you are Hollywood royalty.
Now be prepared to be entertained as Cheryl Lee Ralph brings her special brand of entertainment to radio.
Hi there, this is Cheryl Lee Ralph, and welcome to another 60 Minutes with me, your diva, divinely inspired, victoriously alive radio, real talk on Diva Talk Radio.
Diva Talk Radio, talk radio that's real.
Love ain't just black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with us, where I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? Cause I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been down the floor these years. I thought you'd give me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
It's really not that deep. Now, I will honestly say to them, okay, so him, if you're going to touch him to the outside, at least can he be standing with the door open waiting for you to come with it. Like, having some form of a halfway thing. Like, somewhere.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, what's the point of
Yeah.
husband is not only who talking to you, you have been so ugly you can't be taught by the son of God. You know what type of life would be a man to open the door for you. You simply stand in the door and smile. Faith in a boy that likes you will then know you open the damn door. That ain't the other
thing. Well, they gonna sit there before he recognize you standing there smiling. They
you be open the door. You be sitting there. You be laughing like,
you don't see me standing at the door.
Y'all don't listen to her. Oh, this is.
No, I don't want
to. Well, they especially don't. Yeah, well, men, just, that's the thing.
29-year-old daughter say? See, this is how y'all do it.
But see, but that's what I'm saying. But this is what I'm saying. That is what I mean by your choice of how you want to manage your
community. But you're not going to be able to say to you is what you've been
taught. But see, this is the thing. But my girl is not 35. But my girl is not 30. She's not 16 and her mother's 30. But my mother has had life experiences. Her mother has been a married woman. She has seen parents in the household. She has a father that she knows. She has a father that has put out a shotgun. She has 20,000 other things that the girl next door don't have.
And this is what I said. And that's when the community comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Because her friends, as they keep being around, just like my friends got a lot for mama.
And they get a lot for you.
Right.
But I'm sure some of their mothers could call you for some damn experience
that's
because their mother's only 13.
But you can only know once you've been taught. And
right.
So that's what the conversation and the dialogue is for. Not to say that they can't change. And
right.
It's a personal choice. If you're not valid, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to put the age in the phone. That's all I'm saying. So the other thing is about the pain.
Never pain.
So now you have this, I can pay, this is mommy secret daddy, and I see it's okay for a woman to pay for a date. You definitely should be paying for the first one to date.
We got to have sex at least 5 times and who I think would it all that is.
That's all you have to do.
I'm just telling you what it is.
Now, I'm just kidding. Like I told my 16-year-old, I think sometimes they don't have a lot. She does have money sometimes. Well, you want to treat Sam because he overdone. He paid for everything on the top. So every now and then it's okay to treat. Every now and then, if you up and the other person is down and you like the person, you. But don't run trying to be so masculine as a woman and take that off the table for him. And then after the 20th day, he looking at you and said, baby, you got this one. And you look at me like, did you just tell me that for him? You got to pay for the first 10. You can't get me.
Nope, you can't get mad.
So,
quit on that one.
So, know your role. Mm-hmm. Allow the man to be the man most comfortable being the pursuer and the dominant one. I'm not saying being used. Let him be in his position so he can be the king and you can be the queen. That's my biggest thing. We all want to be a queen, but sometimes we keep gendering him being that without A, because we're moving too fast, we're trying to be too independent with all of these wild expectations, all the time. But y'all, guess what? It's all good.
Already, so I didn't get to say nothing else funny.
No, you didn't, but I want y'all to keep it in mind. We are doing a dating series coming up.
Okay.
So we're going to do 8 weeks, right, B? My producer, B, we're doing 8 weeks. And what we're doing is we're going all the way up to 2 weeks before Valentine's Day. So we're going to have y'all feel better.
I have a Valentine's Day, everybody. I just want everybody to know that.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm glad you got out. Boo. We got to see you, boo. You helped me.
You did. You helped me.
I don't know how this is working out. I want to see how this is working out. No, but we want to help people get a boo from Valentine's Day. We want to help people sell back the link.
Okay.
And if you haven't been told, there's a lot of things we all know. This is how we want to share, we want to share. Dating series. We're going to give you all a sign that you can come back in, tell us what you think.
I don't know. Her style.